Hello everyone, Daria here, and welcome to episode 1 of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. I'm very happy that you've joined me, and now I'll quickly explain what to expect here. In each episode, I will read some text in slow Russian, and after that, I will translate it sentence by sentence with explanations of all the vocabulary. So, even if you're a beginner or upper beginner or intermediate level student, don't worry, you will find something interesting for you. And if it seems that you don't understand the text at all, stay till the end and you will understand everything. Okay, today we're going to talk about one of the most popular stereotypes about Russia, Russian winter. Here comes the text.
Зима в России. Кто не слышал про суровую русскую зиму? Русская зима – это один из главных стереотипов о нашей стране вместе с медведями и водкой. В Сибири зимой бывает очень холодно. В таких городах, как Омск, Новосибирск, Красноярск, снега зимой много-много. Иногда температура опускается настолько низко, что покрываются инеем даже ресницы. А на юге России тепло круглый год. В Сочи практически не идет снег. Температура редко опускается ниже нуля. В Москве и Санкт-Петербурге периодически бывают холодные и снежные зимы. Если вы хотите увидеть настоящую русскую зиму с ледяными городками, с катанием на санях, с нырянием в снег после бани, поезжайте дальше от Москвы, туда, где много снега.
And that was it for the text. Now let's try to translate it and find some interesting vocabulary here. So the name was Зима в России. Winter in Russia.
Кто не слышал про суровую русскую зиму?
Who hasn't heard about the cold Russian winter? And here we see the adjective суровый, or as a feminine,
суровая зима means холодная зима.
Cold, snowy winter. But if you use this very same adjective, суровый, together with some person, for example, a man,
суровый мужчина,
it means that that man is grumpy and angry, someone not nice.
Суровый человек.
So it's better not to talk to that person. But together with winter, it means that it's cold.
Суровая зима.
Okay, the next sentence.
Русская зима – это один из главных стереотипов о нашей стране вместе с медведями и водкой.
Russian winter is one of the main stereotypes about our country, together with bears and vodka. And it's so true. I guess almost everyone imagines some cold, terrible winter when they hear the word Siberia, and as if there are only forests inhabited by some bears. But of course it's not true. Anyways, in this sentence we hear the word стереотип, and obviously it's stereotype. Yes, there are very many so-called international words. They are the same in many, many languages, such as stereotype.
Стереотип.
So, vodka, bears, and cold winter, the most popular stereotypes about Russia. And we're moving to the next sentence.
В Сибири зимой бывает очень холодно.
In Siberia, it can be very cold in winter. And it's true.
В таких городах, как Омск, Новосибирск, Красноярск, снега зимой много-много.
In some cities, like Омск, Новосибирск, Красноярск, there is a lot of snow in winter. Those cities, Омск, Новосибирск, and Красноярск, are the biggest cities in Siberia. I've been living in Omsk for more than 15 years, and it's pretty cold there in winter. Also, in this sentence, we can see an interesting construction, много-много. And this double много means not just a lot, but when it's really a lot. And usually this double adverb situation is very common for children or for some people who easily get excited. Imagine the situation that there were many presents for a kid on his birthday. And he can say, wow, so many presents. In Russian it would be, wow, много-много подарков. Or maybe he or she woke up early. And an excited person would say, я встал рано-рано. Or maybe someone ate too much. Я съел много-много. You can use it when you want to emphasize something. Just like here, lots and lots of snow. Много-много снега. Okay, the next sentence.
Иногда температура опускается настолько низко, что покрываются инеем даже ресницы.
Sometimes the temperature drops down so low that even eyelashes get covered with hoarfrost. And really, in Siberia, in Omsk, in winter, sometimes it was so cold that when you're going down the street being all bundled up with a scarf to your eyes, and because you're breathing there, your eyelashes would turn white. It's just so weird. And sometimes it's so cold there that, for example, my brother, who still lives there, he has to wake up at night several times to start the engine of his car, because if he doesn't do that, the car would not work. It would be impossible to start it. So you can imagine how cold that is. Okay, the next sentence.
А на юге России тепло круглый год.
And in the south Russia, it's warm all year round. This phrase, круглый год, is the same as in English, all year round, meaning during the whole year, in summer, in winter, in autumn, in spring, all the time it's not cold there.
Круглый год.
For example, someone works all the time, all year long, so it would sound like
я работаю круглый год.
And we're moving to the next sentence.
В Сочи практически не идет снег.
In Sochi, there is almost no snow. This word практически, I guess you want to translate it as practically.
Практически.
And of course, sometimes it's correct. But like here, it means almost. The synonym in Russian is почти.
Почти не идет снег.
For example, you're almost ready to go.
Я практически готова.
Or you're almost finished something.
Я практически закончил.
So it means almost, not practically in this context. And about Sochi. This city got famous only after the Olympic Games that took place in 2014, it was, I guess.
And it's very warm there in winter, so they used to have many problems during the Olympic Games because the snow was constantly melting. And actually they had to import snow from other regions. And everyone was kind of surprised by that choice of the place for winter Olympic Games. Okay, the next sentence.
И температура редко опускается ниже нуля.
And the temperature seldom drops below zero. Temperature is температура. Another word that sounds almost the same.
Температура.
So in those regions, it seldom goes below zero. And below zero is the temperature when the water freezes. And the next sentence.
В Москве и Санкт-Петербурге периодически бывают холодные и снежные зимы.
In Moscow and St. Petersburg, sometimes happen cold and snowy winters. I guess you know those cities, Moscow, the capital, and St. Petersburg, the former capital and one of the most beautiful cities in the world. And I guess it's the most popular among tourists who come to visit Russia. Another word here is периодически, which is periodically, but also the better choice here would be sometimes.
Иногда. Периодически.
It means that every once in a while you're doing something. Like here, it means that really cold winter can happen only every once in a while, not every year.
Периодически. Иногда.
For example, you're going to the theater every once in a while. In Russian, it would be
Я периодически хожу в театр.
And the last sentence of this text.
Если вы хотите увидеть настоящую русскую зиму,
if you want to see the real Russian winter,
с ледяными городками, с катанием на санях, с нырянием в снег после бани, то поезжайте дальше от Москвы, туда, где много снега.
This sentence was really long, so let's try to translate it from the beginning. If you want to see the real Russian winter, with icy towns, with sledding, with diving into the snow after the bathhouse, go further from Moscow, somewhere where lots of snow is. I'm not sure about my English here, maybe some bad grammar, I'm sorry. And what's interesting here?
Ледяные городки,
icy towns. And this thing is very popular in Russia in winter. Almost in every city, you will find those small buildings and figures of animals and people made of ice. It's very beautiful. It's really like art. Okay, the next part was diving into the snow.
Ныряние в снег после бани.
Diving into snow after a bathhouse. Bathhouse is almost the same as sauna, but the difference is that in sauna, the air is really dry, and in bathhouse, there is lots of steam because the water is right there, and people pour water over the hot stones, and it's a really nice place, especially in winter. So many people like to run out of the bathhouse being all hot and dive into the snow. And this contrast of temperature, it's really something. So if you come to Russia in winter, I highly recommend trying it. Also here you heard
катание на санях,
sledding. Nowadays, it's not that popular. It was extremely popular in the Soviet Union because there was more snow. Now they're putting salt over all the pavements, so it's impossible to use sledge. But anyway, in some snowy cities, they still use it, especially children. Very, very nice entertainment. And what else here? I guess that was it for the vocabulary section. I hope that you stay with me in my podcast, and in the future there will be many interesting episodes using real Russian dialogues and poems and fairy tales and many, many interesting things. Even if you're a beginner or advanced learner, you'll find something suitable for you. Some episodes will be more difficult, some will be easier, so I guess everyone will be satisfied. You can always contact me on my email, it's realrussianclub@gmail.com. Any questions, suggestions, anything, I would be very happy to talk. And my website is realrussianclub.com. Also, go to the show notes, tap on the picture on your screen while listening, and you will see all the links to social media where you can find me. And I guess that's it for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope to see you in the next episode of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Bye-bye!